It's Tuesday, July the 13th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. I just got back from the University of Waterloo, where I served as the external examiner on a very good doctoral dissertation, and I'm going to give the details of the research and the student in an upcoming podcast with on iTunes, and I'll probably write a blog about it as well. But today, because it's just a short recording for these boos, I wanted to just capture the gist of the outcome of his study, because it has important implications for understanding procrastination. Jeffrey, the student involved, and you can get the details again on the podcast at iTunes, I Procrastinate Podcast. In any case, Jeffrey studied the breakdown in action, the gap between intention and action that we commonly call procrastination. And what he was interested in seeing is that, to the extent that we have habits in our lives that we habitually avoid tasks, does that influence our tendency to put things off? And on top of that, if we tend to avoid things, well, what if we have a lot of self-control? What he calls and measured as executive function, that is, those abilities that are determined primarily from the prefrontal cortex and from the anterior cingulate cortex in our brains, these small structures in the front of the brain. Do these executive functions, particularly the ability to inhibit our responses to our habitual actions, if we're good inhibitors, if we have a lot of executive function, do we procrastinate less? And in fact, he found that it's exactly what happens when we have people who are poor inhibitors and they're facing difficult tasks that they've avoided in a habit-like way in the past. They're unlikely to follow through on their intentions. But if you have a lot of this executive function, what we might call self-regulatory ability, self-control, what some people might even call willpower, then we can overcome our habitual tendencies. Even when there's a draw that way, they're prepotent to us, we still will move on and do what we intended to do. So a very interesting study, and it's worth some discussion, and that's why I'm going to move the full discussion of this over to the I Procrastinate podcast on iTunes. But I think the gist of it is important, which is, the bottom line for all of us is that, sure, we have some bad habits and we can habitually avoid, and we can then fall into a trap of procrastination. But in fact, if we can build up our executive functions, our abilities to inhibit these impulsive behaviors in particular, we'll be better off. More audio boos coming up tomorrow.